Welcome back to another episode of LeVar Walker podcast show. Now listen, all of y'all in there, hopefully this music should come through loud and clear this time. Like I say, I'm the producer, artist, everything on this. Y'all can watch me pull this shit out of the ground. How does this sound this today, guys? How does this sound? Does this sound okay? Y'all let me know how it sounds. Can y'all hear it loud and clear? Can y'all hear the music come through? Is it coming through clear or does it sound muffled? Guys, I need y'all to comment for me. I need y'all to comment. Let me know. Can you hear it? Is it coming through clear, Mr. OB? Is coming through? I just want to make sure it don't sound muffled like it's been sounding. All right. Well, welcome back to the greatest show on earth. Welcome back to another episode of the LeVar Walker podcast show. Welcome back again, each and every one of you guys, man. I want to take this time out to thank everybody for the support. This podcast, look, I didn't know, you know, like I only expected to talk to a couple people a day, but it's growing rapidly. So once again, all of you can give yourselves a round of applause for tuning into this thing every day. And today we're going to talk about several different things. And the first thing I would like to talk about is Carly Russell's boyfriend. So Carly Russell's boyfriend, Mr. T. Sims, man, sometimes I feel like we're in the Matrix, but let me go ahead and bring this up. So Carly Russell's boyfriend, Mr. T. Sims, decided to do a search and rescue party. Well, he's making party appearances. So this is the search and rescue to help him find new love in the club. So after this disaster, this young man, I guess he is taking advantage. He's taking full advantage of what happened by making club appearances. And listen, if you've seen I Clone Tyrone, I really feel like we are inside of this. I mean, like, he is making club appearances and profiting off of this travesty. Not only is he profiting, but the next time somebody comes up missing and crying, thanks to Carly, we're all going to be like, yeah, right. We don't care. This is what's going to happen now. When we had this whole big movement about bringing black women back, finding our black women, this brother decides to break up with Carly. And now he's going to go ahead to be a celebrity and just take that. He's going to, like, grab that light and run with it. This is pathetic. And not only on his part, but on the part of the promoters, like to the promoters that came up with this idea to let him do an appearance. And this is in an Atlanta nightclub. I just want to say, man, what are y'all thinking about? Like, what is the, like, damn, are you that hard up for funds? Did the PPP loans run out that you really need for this brother to come in and do a visit? And who's going to come out? Like, I guess, is it this hot where somebody's going to see this guy on the flyer and go, whoa, that's Carly Russell's boyfriend, her ex-boyfriend, and he's doing a search and rescue club appearance to find new love. I got to get to that. Like, you take this travesty and you try to profit off of it. It's just, it's insane to me. And this is where we're at as a community and as a people. Because I don't even know why. Who would go to this shit? Like, why would you? What would make you want to go to that to see him? What would be the purpose? What are you looking for when you go there? And they're going to have sections and hookah and $100 parking. And just to see him, and what is he supposed to do there? Get on the mic, yo, man, I can't believe my girl, did me like that. She went and got lost, lied to the people. But it hurt me the most. I'm hurt. Even though Carly is being abused online, this nigga is hurting him more. Like, what? Like, where are we? Fortunately, his lawyer came in. His lawyer came in and told him not to make the appearance. So they pulled the appearance back. Thank God he had some type of decent counsel, because his ass would have got drugged from here to times got better. Because for you to even be that damn, bruh, like, and I don't even think, and I'm going to play devil's advocate, because I don't think this brother knew what he was in, but somebody, some low-life scumbag, but hey, man, you need to do some club appearances tomorrow. His name is Tamar. Tamar, you need to do some club appearances, man. You might want to raise some money on that shit, you know what I'm saying? Let people talk to you, something like that, you feel me? Like, you need to do that shit, dog. He was like, for real? He like, hell yeah, man, I can get you at least $2,500. I can get you $2,500 in Atlanta right now. And then he called some scumball-ass promoter, bro, like, hell yeah, I'll send a deposit now, and then we can get him in. And this is the bullshit. Like, they take things that happen in the community and profit. And for niggas to do this, it just speaks volumes about your character. As a community, we went through this together. We were initially very worried about Carly. And here you come with the bullshit. Like, come on, man. This ain't it, man. Did you say, is this an Adidas microphone, brother? Why would you think this is an Adidas microphone? Did you say, wait a minute, Marcus Crockett, are you talking to me because I'm broke, Marcus? I know you ain't. I know we ain't trying to roast here. Marcus, please. Okay, you said mental. Okay, Marcus, I thought you was calling me broke. Yeah, mental illness is real, and this is just a very, very tragic incident, very sad. Hopefully, Carly can get the proper treatment that she needs, I guess, whatever type of mental health. But we keep, like, I just don't know this whole mental health thing, man. Like, how much longer are we going to let people get away with this shit? It's all mental health. You know, you know, a person could stab a baby and say, you don't understand, I'm stabbing the baby because of my mental health. And the baby, if you really care about somebody, you will more care about me and my mental health. Like, we got to know right from wrong. And back in the day, there were a lot of people with mental health, and they would sit in rooms and be in rubber rooms. But they weren't committing these acts that we see now. Like, some of y'all are using this mental health shit as a crutch or some type of cane, and you just running with it. And I'm like, come on, man. That's what's up, Marcus. Hey, I feel you, brother Marcus. Shout out to brother Marcus Crockett. I'm glad you're on board, brother. But that's that. You know, I'm glad this brother pulled back from the search and rescue for himself. He doing a search and rescue in the club for himself to find new love. To find new love. And you know, the sad part, there was going to be some ratchet woman like, oh, my God, like, you really need love. I'm here. I am the love for you. You can find me right here. I would take these lashes off and be with you because she did you dirty, Tamar. And I know she did you so dirty, Tamar. And I am here for you in this club. And you have the biggest section tonight and you're getting the bag. I'm here for you, Tamar. This is what's going to happen. You know, it is very, very sad. But I'm going to get off of that subject. In the news today, too, I'm watching my childhood die. My childhood is dying right in front of my eyes. We lost the great Paul Reubens, a.k.a. Pee Wee Herman. If you're of my age, I'm not actually. So I need to be honest with y'all, too. I'm not 63. I'll be 46 this year. And we lost Pee-wee Herman. And if you're of my age, you know that Pee-wee's Playhouse was a staple in most of our lives. You know, you had several things to choose from growing up in the 80s. In the early 80s, you know, you got up, you watched your cartoons. You would watch, you know, the Bugs Bunny. You would watch Mighty Mouse. And then later on Saturday morning, we would watch our good brother Pee-wee Herman in Pee-wee's Playhouse. And they had the sheriff and Pee-wee, and they had all these characters. And now our good brother Pee-wee Herman has gone to rest. And Pee-wee Herman was 70 years old. And that was a shock to me because I'm like, damn, he is literally 3 years younger than my father. So we were watching Pee-wee Herman thinking he's just this character, but he could have been our dad's. Like, that's how old he was when we were watching this particular show. And it's very, very sad. Let's go see how Pee-wee Herman died. Pee-wee Herman. Herman. Yeah, he died at 70 years old. Let me take a look here. So let's pull that up. Pee-wee Herman, man. I know some of y'all say that could be y'all granddaddy. Pee-wee Herman was a staple, man. Like, similar to, like, Mr. Rogers. Pee-wee Herman, actor best known as Paul Rubens, actor best known as Pee-wee Herman, dies at 70. Rose to fame in the 80s, playing the whimsical childlike character on TV and movies. Get all of this off of here. No commercials. Actor Paul Rubens came to fame in the 80s as children's TV star. Pee-wee Herman has died years after a cancer diagnosis. His team said Monday he was 70. Last night we said farewell to Paul Rubens, an iconic American actor, comedian, writer, and producer whose beloved character Pee-wee Herman delighted generations of children and adults with his positivity, whimsy, and belief in the importance of kindness, man. Paul bravely and privately fought cancer for years with his trademark tenacity and wit. A gifted and prolific talent, he will live forever in the comedy pantheon and in our hearts as a treasured friend and man of remarkable character and generosity of spirit. And you can see that. You remember watching that as a child, the Pee-wee Herman show with the genie. And this is sad, you know. We just getting old, man. I'm getting old. I'm getting up there. You see all of your childhood characters just die off. It had not been previously disclosed Rubens diagnosed with cancer. The announcement of his death included a personal statement from the actor explaining why he had kept his medical condition under wraps. He didn't want to go public. He didn't want to hurt us. Yada yada. Rubens rocketed to fame for creating sarcastic but good-natured man Pee-wee Herman, a character whose red bow tie and sneering catchphrases, "I know you are, but what am I?" were ubiquitous in the 80s and 90s, and that is so true. So to Pee-wee, you remember he would do the little hands up front, put them in the back. That was our guy. He wore them white shoes with a nice gray suit and his red bow tie. And I'm pretty sure this will be the main Halloween costume this Halloween, which is right around the corner. Everybody will probably dedicate that to Pee-wee Herman. Paul Rubin, man, I really liked him in the movie Blow. If you've seen the movie Blow, with who was in Blow? Who was the lead character in Blow? Damn, what was his name? Edward Scissorhands, Pirates of the Caribbean. I can't think of his name now, but he was the lead character in Blow. That was a great, great drug dealing movie. Yeah, Pee-wee, yes, Jay, Pee-wee is gone. He's gone on to better things. He's in the big Pee-wee's Playhouse in heaven. So rest in peace to Pee-wee. Also, too, we also lost another actor that goes by the name of Angus Cloud. Angus Cloud, he was on this new show on called Euphoria. And he is dead at 25 years of age. And from what I saw, Brother Angus had, you know, some mental health issues and just very unfortunate. He just buried his father. He had mental health issues, and he got on out of there, man, with an overdose. So that goes to show you, man, all this Hollywood shit is not what it's cracked up to be. Police say the cause of death is unknown. Basically, it was overdose. His mom called and reported as a possible overdose. He didn't have a pulse. He was dead at the scene. He had lost his father, and he was battling suicidal thoughts. And we need to send a prayer up to him. And yes, that movie Blow was with Johnny Depp. I don't know why it was on the tip of my tongue, but I couldn't get it. But yeah, this is very, very sad, man. Prayers up to Angus Cloud, and check out the show Euphoria, man. Very, very sad. A lot of people in Hollywood deal with depression, man. It's what people don't realize is that's why I think that gratitude is so important, you know, just to be thankful for whatever you got, no matter how small, like whatever it is, man, because it's all relative to how big or how small. But if you just open your eyes and you take a deep breath, if you are thankful for that in that moment, you open up a door of gratitude. And in that door of gratitude, changes your attitude, which is increases your latitude. A lot of times we get distracted. We look to the right, to the left. You worried about what this guy got, what he got, and you're just not thankful for your own things and what you have. And being thankful just in the moment, you know what I'm saying? And it's human to get out of thankfulness and gratitude. It's human, but it's a definite muscle that each of us must practice. And I believe that's a way to maybe somehow fight depression, fight suicidal thoughts. Cause I get dark too. I be having some weird thoughts and, you know, I get down and shit at times, but you just have to go back and look at the things that God has blessed you with, and you move on from there. So rest in peace to our good brother, Angus Cloud. I hate to start this off in such drab. So we're going to move right along to something a little bit more upbeat. Erykah Badu called out Beyonce for biting her style. And I found that to be interesting today. Erykah Badu called out Beyonce. Let's take a look at this. Erykah say Beyonce jacked her, and let me see. Okay, so here we are. This is Erykah Badu. Erykah Badu blasts Beyonce for jacking her style. Erykah Badu claiming that Beyonce is still her signature style. She stepped out over the weekend at Renaissance with a new look. So let's look at her look. Okay, that is Beyonce. That's Beyonce in this outfit here. Okay. All right, I see her. That's Beyonce. I don't know if that's Louis Vuitton or what that is she has on. No, that just says Ivy. So that is her personal brand that none of the bees seem to buy. You know, they get defensive and they want to fight you about everything. But none of the bees went and supported Beyonce in buying those clothes. So it was another picture that Erykah had where she posted her in the same hat, same outfit, and I don't see it. So wait a minute. All right, she called her out. Let me go on here to, damn. All right, I'm going to have to do another page. Let me see, new window. All right, here we go. I'm learning this a lot better, y'all. So let me just go to, let's see if Erykah is lying about this or what's going on with it. So she called her out, but yeah, this is Erica and this is Beyonce. Yeah, okay. So this is Erica. This is her in that same hat. And I'm going to have to say, yeah, based off what I'm seeing here, I detect a little bit of biting. And this happens. This happens often with artists. All artists, they get inspiration from other artists. But, you know, I think Erica is indeed due for wearing the top hat like that. You know, that is her style. I'm pretty sure some of the bees might come in and disagree because they don't think nobody wore that kind of hat until it was Beyonce. So I'm sure I will get some bees in my comments and on my page. But go ahead, Beyonce. Just show Erica her love. This is Erica at the Soul Train Music Awards, in essence. Not to say that nobody could wear like a big ass top hat like that but her, but I mean, come on, that's a very bizarre a Wicked Witch of the East looking hat, and she was definitely inspirational for that. And as we know, as Erica is one of our greatest artists, I love Erica all day. Like, to me, Erica Badu, she the shit, straight up. And I will say this, and I know y'all might get mad, but I go to an Erykah Badu concert before I go to a Beyonce concert all day. I went to an Erykah Badu concert. Lit, man. It's just lit. It's so eclectic, man. The love in the room, the way she get down, that jazz voice, you know what I'm saying? Calling Tyrone, just everything. Erica got it, man. So shout out to Miss Badu. Miss Badu, you are absolutely right. She did steal your style. And if anybody wants to lie and say they didn't, you're not an artist. You're just a mad person that probably doesn't like their life. So we're going to move right along. In Lake Lanier is a lake. I live in Atlanta, Georgia. And Lake Lanier is a lake, a man-made lake, up north Georgia. Okay, now this lake, the history of this lake was, this was once a black community, all black people, that it got ran off the property, and then they demolished all the homes. I don't know if they killed some people, probably, you know what I mean, because Georgia's a super, super racist state. They probably killed some people, and then they just filled the whole area up with water, turning it into a lake. And what's been happening, there have been a lot of deaths. There have been a lot of deaths. There have been a lot of drownings in this lake. And what people are feeling like, yo, this lake, this shit is haunted, man. It's a haunted-ass lake. A 27-year-old man vanished on Lake Lanier and two other people drowned. So it's just, this lake is just taking lives. One guy got electrocuted. It was ridiculous. And I wouldn't put my toe in the water of fucking Lake Lanier. At this point, they need to drain the fucking lake and just build up properties back. And I mean, turn it into a subdivision, because this is not working. This is every year. Every year here in Georgia, somebody is drowning and being taken down by this lake. And it's horrific, to say the least. There have been several people to die. And it's just time, I feel like, yo, let's get rid of this lake, man. And if you come to Georgia, stay out of the lake. I mean, they just showing me all kind of shit. Look at all these commercials on my Google. Let me go back to read y'all what actually happened. So a man who died after he jumped into Lake Lanier. He was possibly executed. 24-year-old died Friday after he was suspected of being electrocuted, jumping from his family's dock. He jumped into the lake. The massive reservoir in northern Georgia has a macabre, I hope I pronounced that right, a macabre history, and there have been calls in recent months for it to be cleaned up for safety reasons. Just moments after jumping into the water on Thursday afternoon, Thomas began to scream for help, according to Forsyth County Sheriff's Office. Now, look at that, Forsyth County. I want y'all to go Google Forsyth County back in the day, and you'll see how racist it is out there. A family friend tried to use a ladder to rescue Milner, but couldn't, the spokeswoman said in the statement. Then neighbors took a boat into the water. One man dived in to save Milner, but after feeling a burn sensation that he recognized later, the spokeswoman had the neighbor swim to shore to turn off the power box. This is crazy. In May, an online petition signed by 5,000 people sought to drain, clean, and restore the lake for safety. Yeah, they need to drain that shit. They need to do something to this lake because there is something under there snatching people up and killing these people, man. It keeps going on. It's very spooky. And we have a big comment in under here. They killed people. All the water went over the city, and it still looked exactly like the city. Even the graveyard looked perfect, intact, all black people. I'm not trying to be funny, but a lot of white people dying, drowning in that lake. They would think they hit a pole or a tree in front of them, but when I look in, it's not there. Yeah, black, dead black bodies, dead blacks are killing people in this lake. That, I mean, they need to do... It sounds like they need to write a horror film about this lake. Yeah, because they're not playing. Like, this is real. Poltergeist call, haunted subdivision. What up, Jeannie? Jeannie, appreciate you tuning in. But, yeah, they need to drain this lake. I'm not ever going to this lake. I'm cool. I don't want them problems. But I don't know. Well, no, I do know some brothers that have died in this lake as well as white people. So this lake is not it, man. This is not it. Please, when you come to Georgia, black people, stay the hell up out of Lake Lanier. Go to the water park. Go to Whitewater, Six Flags over Georgia. Really nice park. It's cool, a lot of shade. Won't be too hot. I take my son there all the time because I have the pass. So go there. And have a good time, but stay the hell up out of this lake, man. And where else are we now? Little Meech, that was in the news. Little Meech and Summer Walker broke up, and shouldn't they? I mean, Meech is in his 20s. He's a star. She's in her 20s. Like, give me a break. I mean, can you imagine Little Meech, Summer Walker, they both famous. I mean, Little Meech, good-looking young brother, probably got women throwing themselves at him. What is he supposed to do? Of course he's supposed to break up. Like, give me a break. He's a star. He's a young star. He's a 20-something-year-old star. What you think he gonna do? It's called testosterone. It's called being a man. It's called balls dropping. Yeah, he's cheating, but he's not cheating because he's not married to you. They're not married. He's just having fun. So, yeah, he's going to move on. He'll be fine. He will be fine. I don't know. Women, that's weird for a woman to think like a 22, 23-year-old superstar NBA player just going to be faithful to you. Like, that is so weird to me. Like, here's a kid, 22, 23, all the testosterone in the world, got millions of dollars in the bank, drives a fucking Ferrari or a Lamborghini, and yeah, I only want you, baby. Yeah, I only got eyes for you. Oh, y'all are so silly. That is so silly for you to even think that. What do you think is happening? Huh? He can't, you know, this kid probably can't walk outside. It's almost like, when you have that high value, you rich, and you famous, have you ever walked outside into a storm where it's like raining heavy, okay? Well, it's like these guys are walking outside, but it's raining pussy all the time. And they can't, like the testosterone, and speaking from a scientific nature, they just can't. They're of age where they can't keep it in their pants. They haven't had enough headaches from women for them to even stop. So, no, he's not. He's going to do what he does, and that's just life. And, you know, you have to be realistic. people have to be more realistic. He's not ever going to stop. So, and that is that, guys. So I guess we can wrap this show up today. All of y'all are tuned in. This is great. Let me see what we got here. Oh, Lord. Okay. All right, cool. We had some people pull up. But now, let me shrink this back. Man, what am I doing wrong? I'm going to hide the chat. Let me see. All right. There we go. So what we're going to do is we're going to wrap this show up. What is this? Oh, there we go. Okay, we're going to wrap this up, man. Let that land be their grave. So let's go over a couple of comments. They were talking about... they were talking about Lake Lanier. Let that land be their gravesite. What up, DC? I see you. Never take celebrity couple seriously. I don't fool with water. They definitely need to drain it. I'm going to agree with you. And let me see. Somebody else. And if you go at night, you were here, old man. You were here. Old man whistling. A lot of black people's spirits and souls did not rest because of the way people did them. I don't feel no shame. God don't like ugly, and payback's a bitch. Wow. Very interesting with Lake Lanier. So what we're going to do, I'm about to open up this phone line. You guys can call in if you would like. Just dial that number at the bottom, 678-310-7139. And also, if you're in the Baltimore area, I'm going to be at the Baltimore Comedy Factory. I'll be at the Baltimore Comedy Factory August 18th to the 20th. So if you can't make it, tell a friend to tell a friend. And we're going to open up this phone line. So if y'all want to call in, let me know. Because when I get off of here, it's curtains. So you can call in if you would like. Okay. Well, I guess I'm going to wrap this up. Because nobody's called. Let me see here. Comments. Let me take that off. All right, guys. Well, I guess we can wrap this up. This has been great, man. I want to thank you guys for coming out to the LeVar Walker podcast show once again. And that's going to be the end of our show, man. I will see you guys tomorrow as we have more to talk about. Yes, Kadeem, hopefully next show you can call in. And thank you guys. Good night and God bless. Let me cue my music up again. And I'm going to get out of here. Oh, wait a minute. Hold
up. Unknown caller.
We got a caller right before I was wrapping up. Let me see here. Hello. Hello.
Hey, what's up, LeVar?
Hey, what's happening? Welcome to the LeVar Walker podcast show. Man, you called in just in time because I was just about to wrap this thing up and call it a night. So who am I speaking to right now? Man, who I'm talking to?
This is DC.
Oh, DC. What's up, man? Shout out to the brother DC for calling in to the show. What's going on, brother DC? Talk to me, man.
Oh, man, I can't call it, man. Just chilling. But I did want to let you know, man, one of your jokes that you had me rolling that pharmacy joke.
Oh, you
man,
like
that
pharmacy.
Shit had me, man, when I say you bad, rolling.
I'm glad you like it because, you know, the pain and torment that I went through for 20 years working retail pharmacy and dealing with crazy people.
Yeah.
I'm glad that it paid off some kind of way. So shout out to that.
I'm talking to everybody. I'm like, but that's something though, because I'm saying to be able to, you know, go from, you know, being like, you know, a pharmacist to comedy, man, that's impressive.
Well, man, I'm gonna tell you, man, a little backstory. So I was always like a clown in school or whatever, but I grew up in Chicago, yeah. And I come from a blue collar environment, so I never really looked at entertainment as a viable way to live. So my thing was, I got to get me a good job. And when I went to school at that time, I was just like, I don't mind going to school, but I just want to know I'm making some money when I get out. And exactly. That was my reasoning for becoming a farmer. And you know, I'm thankful for it because, I mean, it is a great fallback. And, you know, it provided me, you know, I had to go through a lot and be disciplined to get through the coursework and the course loads. But it's just like when you work in retail pharmacy, bro, it's like, shit, you a cashier, man. Like, you a cashier with extra responsibilities because you got a license and shit to protect. And you trying to watch out for people's lives, man. So it's like, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's a gift. It's a gift and a curse, you know, to say the least. Now, where are you at, brother? Where you at?
Oh, I'm in Atlanta.
Oh, you in Atlanta? Cool. Shout out. Hey, that boy in the A, goddamn. You know what I'm talking about? I speak fluent, goddamn, Atlanta. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know what I'm talking about? Already know. hey, look, I wanted to tell you too, man. I've been following you for a while. I know you remember when you was on All Death. You did Council Court.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That shit had me rolling. Hey, but you gave CP the business, man.
Man, I had to get CP before he got me, man. I was like, oh, no. I set up and got Council Court. And look, you know what's crazy? And those of y'all that are listening, y'all go check me out on Council Court. You just type that in YouTube. You can see me. But I got there early, and they were shooting episodes because I didn't know what to do. So I just sat back and I watched some of the episode before mine. I was like, oh, they roasting. So I just got to go into roast mode. I figured out a strategy to try to kill on there. So that's what's up. Shout out to All Deaf Digital and Council Court, man. Good group of brothers, man. Good group of brothers.
Yeah.
So,
and also, and for people that don't know, you know what I'm saying, this man is a funny roaster. I mean, he ain't just like stand up funny shit, too, but
roast all day. I don't really roast as much. I'm gonna tell you why, because like what I noticed with my roasting, like you would be surprised at how sensitive a lot of comedians are. And what happened, bro? It's crazy. You would be shocked how sensitive these niggas are.
I'm thinking comedians.
Right, that's what I'll be thinking too when I'm roasting them. But then they, you know, they want to let out like you, like what would happen to me? Like, cause people don't like, you know, a lot of niggas don't like me because I'm educated. And you know, it's just weird, you know, because we from similar
backgrounds. They threaten.
Right. But it's no threat, though. You feel me? But what would happen, like, I would roast a lot of guys, and I could be talking about their shoe. Like, I could say, boy, you got a heel in the middle of your shoe. Just something stupid. They would be like, yeah, see that's the shit you be doing. Like you be trying to trigger a nigga. I'm like, whoa, brother. What are we doing right now? Just roasting.
But
like,
You know what's funny? I'm gonna tell you something real funny. Okay, so it's also another episode. I forget which one. I know. I think Anderson Rail was on there. CP was on there, and I forget the freaking name of. But I know you was coming and it was somebody. But what you said, you was working on somebody else, and you was like, it looked like they got you back doing a porno or some shit like that. And I'm talking about like the whole time you just killing it, and I'm just like, come on, y'all, this is pure comedy. Hey, I'm talking about like, that shit was funny, man.
Hey,
that's when it stuck. I forget what the podcast thing was, but that shit was hilarious. You doing your thing, bro.
Well, bro, listen, I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate the love and the support, brother. And I'm gonna keep on rocking out, man. When I'm in Atlanta performing, you gotta pull up on me, all right?
Oh, you already know. I got you.
Hey, man, y'all, shout out number love to the brother DC for calling in here, brother. Yo, I appreciate you, bro. Yes. But let me go on and wrap this show up, dog.
Yes, sir. All right, I'll see you, bro.
No doubt.
All right.
All right. So we had one call in, which is great for me. That's more than enough, and I appreciate Brother DC calling in. But now it is time to wrap this thing up. Y'all can check me out. I'm going to be, once again, let me tell you guys where I'm going to be at. I'm going to be at the Baltimore Comedy Factory. Baltimore Comedy Factory, y'all check me out August 18th to 20th. You can get those tickets at LeVarWalker.com/tour dates. And you can tune in every day. Well, we do this shit every day, Monday through Friday. Catch me talking shit, talking about whatever. I don't give a fuck. But listen, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. And I'm going to see you tomorrow. So, hey, my name is LeVar Walker. This has been another episode of the LeVar Walker Podcast Show. And I'm going to see you soon.